This is the recording of Building Stories on Air from April 12th. We hope you enjoy it. We removed our musical pause, and so when you hear it's where we put some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Enjoy! This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we welcome you to the fifth episode of Building Stories on Air, right here on WCOM 103.5 and live streaming on WCOMFM.org. But as always, we are on Building Stories on Air, and whether you are listening to live on radio at WCOM LP 103.5 or online at WCOMFM.org, we, Frederick, and the Wooden Fellows are so, so happy that you are joining us today for another episode of Building Stories on Air. So this is our episode 7, our weekly hour aiming to inspire everyone to unleash their imagination and build stories with loved ones. So my inner child has definitely been awakened since the Wooden Fellows came to my life. And I find a lot of joy trying to inspire everyone in creating your own imaginary world and your own stories. So whether you are listening on your own or with a little one around, we hope you enjoy your hour and take some notes to keep on building stories once our hour together is over. And as always, you can reach out to us throughout the show by sending an email to Building Stories on Air, you know, the name of our show, at gmail.com. And we encourage you to join us to the studio one time. We welcome one or two guests every week, like Judy today. We are so, so excited to have a guest. Judy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this great weather and being with you all here.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. If you've been listening to us since the start of the show, you know, you may start to being familiar with the Wooden Fellows. But since we have a special guest, we are briefly going to reach them. So Judy Canfield, you can add comments or ask them questions or simply listen and wait for the next step where we start building stories.
Sounds great.
So the first one who joined the Petit Refuge. So the Petit Refuge is the place where they live with me, their human friend. And so the first one who came to my life was Maurice. So Maurice is a little bit of an introvert. You know, he just doesn't mind being by himself. He doesn't mind being with some sad thoughts sometimes. He has some beautiful gray eyes. He has dark hair. And he always wears clothes in gray colors. And he's the Wooden Fellows who tag along with me the most, often hiding in my bag and reminding me that being an introvert is okay and comes with like the superpower of noticing and listening and reflecting. And as you may remember, last week he invented a story to himself, by himself. And there was nothing wrong with that. So, Judy, hi. This is Maurice.
I can relate. I have my introvert moments myself.
Oh, that's... So here is your person. The second one was Madame Rigolote. So Madame Rigolote, she's all about joy and fun with her colorful clothes and red glasses and gray hair that comes with the wisdom of aging. And as you may remember, she went on a quest to find humans who could help her build stories a few weeks ago. So she is over the moon to have Judy here today.
And I love her shoes. Oh, my gosh. If you could see these, they are red and they're big and they look like they'd be great to walk and dance in.
Yeah, you can hear her come, you know, with this clock, 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 clock.
Yes.
Then came Petite Clotilde. So she's our dreamer with her purple eyes and purple hair and blue and purple clothes. She told us a story a couple of weeks ago about circles in downtown Chapel Hill that were gates to other lands. But she's just reminding us to, you know, take care of ourselves and dream big and never lose hope. So, hi, Judy.
Hello.
And finally, came Pierre Kéroul. His companion, Boule de Poil, who actually stayed at the Petit Refuge today. But he connects us to nature with his brown eyes and nature-toned clothes. He loves being barefoot. And he's the one who actually told us a first story when we started, a story about Madame Rose, who lives on the gate of the Rose Garden at Chapel Hill, the community center of Chapel Hill. So, hi.
Hello.
And so we also have some bouille and pouille. So the bouille, we are not feeling really well today, so they decided to just stay with Boule de Poil at the Petit Refuge. They usually don't say much. But the pouille right here loves. They love being part of stories. So they can just be the main characters of any stories. So the Wooden Fellows, they think it's pretty funny when I add that all of them are smaller than the smallest dinosaur and bigger than the biggest bug. And so they're about one or two hands tall, depending on the size of your hands. And they are made out of basswood, which is a light brown wood. So, Juliet, do you see, there is anything else you would like the audience to know about this?
Well, I love the look of all these creatures, these wonderful people to be with us today. And I tell you, if I had one to stay with me, I think I would pick, I've forgotten her name.
Madame Rigolote.
Oh, yes, Madame Rigolote.
So rigolo means very funny.
Yeah.
French.
I could. I like funny.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love the pin she has on her sweater. It's a sparkly star pin.
Yes, she picked some special clothes today.
Oh, yes, yes.
For the special occasion. So today the Wooden Fellows have a story to tell about a move. So maybe some of you had to deal with moving recently or moving in the past. So we are going to unleash our imagination around that. But before we start, we are going to take a music break so you can jot some ideas about a move, or feel free to reach out at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. You can also simply dance or let some giggles out. We'll be right back. welcome back to WCOM 103.5 or WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows for Building Stories on Air, and we are with our special guest today, Judy. So the Wooden Fellows talked a lot about moving this past week while we were at the Petit Refuge, because one of their beloved neighbors moved back to France. And so, you know, in the past, you've been hearing more and more about the Wooden Fellows, but we actually don't know much about how they moved to the Petit Refuge. The story behind it is, so the young human being, you know, me, made a drawing of a little girl who was crying a long, long time ago when I was probably 4 or 5. And I didn't quite know why I drew her that way. But the little girl from the drawing knew, and she started a long journey flying away. So first, she found the land of bumps and lumps, and she whispered something to the Tourist, where Maurice is from. And Maurice said, "I want to help. It may take years to find her, but I will find her." Then the little girl from the drawing found the land of seven colors and whispered something to the Rigolo. And that's when Madame Rigolote said, "I want to help. It may take years to find the author of this drawing, but I will find her." Third, she found the land of smooth and mellows, and she whispered something to the doodoo to do. Petite Clotilde said, you may start seeing a pattern here, "I want to help. It may take years to find her, but I will find her." And finally, she found the land of bushes, and she whispered something to the moose. Pierre Kiroul said, "You're right," he said. "I want to help. It may take years to find her, but I will find that little girl who made this drawing." And so decades passed, and a not-so-young human being, me, started building puppets. And I didn't know why I carved them that way. But the Wooden Fellows knew. One by one, they began to arrive. And I simply said, "Welcome. It took me years to find you. But I'm so, so glad I did." So this week, when they saw all of those boxes and wrapping papers, they became quite curious. Maurice said, "If I had to move away from the Petit Refuge, I would feel quite sad," which is quite okay for tout triste, which means quite sad in French. Madame Rigolote said, "Well, if I had to move away from the Petit Refuge, I would take all of you with me." Petite Clotilde said, "I don't think I will ever move away from the Petit Refuge." So that's that. And finally, Pierre Kiroul said, "I am feeling the same way. I'm quite content of the Petit Refuge with Boule de Poil." Boule de Poil means a furball. And so he's not quite a cat or a dog or hippopotamus. You know, he's just the best companion for Pierre Kiroul. But then, we heard a little pouille who said, "I am moving out. I heard a human being who loves telling story, and she loves purple, and her name is Judy, and so I'm moving out with her. So, Judy,
I'm so glad to have you with me on this trip.
So, I'm glad that you're feeling okay, because this little puy is moving in with you. And so we are going to take a few, another musical break, so Judy can exchange a few words with that little puy before we start truly building stories on air. But you, our dear audience at large, can share your thoughts to people around you, or again, send us an email, or just dance, or let some giggles out, or grab a glass of water. You know, that's probably what I'm going to do during that break. But we will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows and Judy, and this is Building Story on Air at WCOM 103.5, or you can listen to us streaming at WCOMFM.org. So, right before the break, Judy had just learned that one of the little puy was moving in with her. And so this little puy also brought some stuff to invent a story on the spot. In the past episodes, one of the wooden fellows would take the lead and tell you a story so you could, you know a little bit more about them. But this time it's happening. We are truly going to build stories on air. And that story will be around moving. So the little puy brought some dice. And actually, she thought she brought some dice because she forgot them. But if you remember last week, you know, when Maurice invented a story for himself, sometimes he would just roll dice. So he would add on numbers, you know, when his imagination was a little stuck. So I don't have dice. But, you know, sometimes you just have to be creative. So I actually have little post-its with a number on it, so I can use that if I feel stuck. But that's another example of, you know, just build stories with what you have. There is no right or wrong way. The goal is just unleash your imagination. And little puy also brought a table with some ideas if we feel stuck. So if you go on our webpage, you know, Building Stories on Air, you can have access to all of these resources. So when Building Stories on Air is done, you know, you can still create your own stories throughout the week. And same, we also have like a story loop to guide us throughout. Again, no obligation to use any of these, but sometimes it's good to have some structure or new ideas to add on. I hope that you see that if you are thinking about joining us one time, we hope today will show you that there is nothing to be scared of. The Wooden Fellows got your back. And Judy, you can add on as much or as little as you want. You can listen with a little puy or ask questions or jumping or whatever you are comfortable with. The first step is just to start. So in the past, you know, we encourage you, or dear audience at large, to start with once upon a time, you know, and just come up with a first sentence. So, you know, you can set up the tone, who are the character, where are they, what are they doing or planning to do. I'm going to start, but again, I am not a professional storyteller. My goal here is just to encourage everyone to unleash your imagination, because we all have an inner child that cannot wait to be awakened. So to start, I'm going to look at the table and kind of come up with... I think I'm going to build a stories around someone who cannot wait to move. And then I'm also going to take a number. All right, so I need to have the number 5 in it. So somebody who cannot wait to move, and the number 5. Then with my table, you know, I can also have help to find a location and like a magical object. So I'm going to pick someone who cannot wait to move. The location, I'm going to pick a radio station, because that's something I love to do, is just invent stories with what I see and what I have around me. So someone who cannot wait to move, a radio station, and...
Can I pick the magical object?
Absolutely. You can jump in anytime.
I want the wand that shrinks stuff.
All right. So we are going to have a wand that shrinks stuff as well. And so we have someone who cannot wait to move. Shall we
add... I have my wand.
Shall we add the Puy as well as part of the character?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have a character and a location and a magic wand.
All right. So should we start with Once Upon a Time? So Once Upon a Time... There was a little character that we call a Puy.
And that Puy found itself in a radio station with a lot of people and a lot of music and a lot of things and mics and headphones and way too much stuff.
But she also find the person who was ready to welcome that little Puy at her place, because she couldn't wait to move. So this is the first check on our story. And so before she came, she was able to bring 5 boxes with her. And with the magic wand, she could shrink 5 things that she could put in these 5 boxes.
And 5 things in each of the 5 boxes. Whoa, 25 things.
I love how you are thinking here, because I'm all about adding math.
Yes.
So now, you know, we started with 5, but now we have another number in our story. We have 25. So do we think we are all set?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Should we move to... our next step with something is going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We have more than 25 things to fit in the 5 boxes that we're packing to move. And what are we going to do?
We are going to use our magic wand.
To shrink them.
To shrink these 25 things to fit into these 5 boxes. And so as we are going to think about these 25 objects, actually not us, the little Pui is going to think about these 25 things, we are going to put another song so you, our dear audience at large, you can either reach out to us with some ideas or you can invent your own. If you had 5 boxes and you wanted to pack 5 things into these 5 boxes, but thank goodness you have a magic wand who would shrink anything, what would you pick? We will be right back. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows and our guest Judy, and we are building stories on air as it goes. So right before the break, we set up the tone of our story. We used a table to give us some ideas. We roll kind of a dice to get some numbers. And so we are building stories around this little Pui who cannot wait to move. And right now she is at the radio station and she has to pack 5 boxes with 5 objects in each of them. But thank goodness she has a magic wand to shrink things. But then, right before the break, something happened. And we realized that we needed to extend our story a little beyond the radio station. Because guess what? If you come and visit our studio one day, you are going to realize that even with a magic wand that shrinks everything, having 5 moving boxes with 25 items to put, you are going to run out of space pretty quickly. So we have a problem. We have too many objects to fit into this radio station, so we have to go someplace else. Judy, where do you think we could go?
I think we could go to a park that doesn't have walls, and that would be plenty of room. Wouldn't that be plenty of room for all of our stuff?
And I can hear Pierre Kéroul right here, who cannot wait to say, we should go to the community center. Because
yes,
the community center is by far his favorite park, and that's why he told us a story about Madame Rose not so long ago.
We could join Madame Rose.
Yeah, maybe
with
she
all
can.
All of our stuff.
Maybe she can help us pack.
Oh yes.
So here we are at the community center with this little Pui who still has to decide what she needs to bring to move with Judy. Judy, I hope you have a lot of space to welcome this little Pui.
I think so. Absolutely.
So moving sometimes it can be a little challenging to select what you want. So why do you think, what do you think of, maybe we could pick 5 theme for the boxes?
We could do that. We could have...
Or how would you help her organize her things to move?
Each box could have a particular kind of thing. Like one box could have sweaters in it. And another box could have shoes in it. And maybe a box for my computer things. That would require shrinking to get it into the box.
Yes.
For sure.
So we have three boxes so far. Shoes, sweater, computer. So we have two more boxes.
How about I put a kitchen in one of the boxes? A whole kitchen. This is going to require...
another magic wand.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And then in the... How many do we have now? One more?
One more.
How about...
we had four.
Food. Let's get all the food we're going to need where we move to, and we'll put it in that fifth box.
That sounds... how do you think the little Puy is feeling right now?
A little stressed.
To forget
all of this in those boxes, is that really going to work? And will it be everything we need when we get there? And all those things. And excited. I like a park, and I like the idea of having my kitchen and my food at the park.
And that's when Petite Clotilde would come and just tell to the little Puy, don't you worry, everything will work out just fine.
But what if we get there and don't have what we need? Like if there's something I want to make and the food that I need to make it isn't there, what will I do?
How could you solve that problem? So our dear audience at large, we are going to take one last musical break, because this hour is flying by. But this is a question for you. You are moving away, and you spend a lot of time thinking about everything you need to pack, but then once you're away, you realize that you forgot something. What would you do? Again, send us an email if you want. Share your ideas, or just dance. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. I'm still with the Wooden Fellows. I'm still with Judy. And we are almost wrapping up our episode that just flew by. You are on WCOM 103.5, streaming live at WCOMFM.org. And so right before the break, we had a little bit of a problem. Did you come up with any of the idea, any of the solution?
I'm thinking the things that are missing, somehow we need to get them back from where we left to where we are going, where we've gotten to. So we need a magical, I'm thinking maybe one of those, what do you call it, the thing you get from the bottom of a mountain to the top of the mountain to ski down. What's that called?
A lift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A magical lift to come back to the kitchen that has the stuff in it that we need in the new place, and just kind of order up a dozen eggs. If I need eggs, get them from the top of the mountain, which is where we left, and get them to the place where we are, which is in the park.
Oh, that's such a good idea. That's such a good way to solve our problem. May I suggest another solution?
Sure.
Actually, it's not me. It's Petite Clotilde who is going to share another solution. Because in her story she built a few weeks ago, she went to Chapel Hill. And downtown Chapel Hill, she found some circles that were actually portals to other places. So maybe the little Puy could start looking for circles, and maybe she'll find a portal to her old kitchen.
Whoa, that'd be great. That would be great. And she could travel back through the portal to bring us the things we need. That's a great idea. So, saved the day.
Petite Clotilde and the little Pouille saved the day. This is hard to believe, but here we are, another Sunday, another time where we built stories on air. Judy, I cannot thank you enough for coming today.
What fun.
Yes, that was really, really fun, and exactly what I'm envisioning with this show. So if you are listening to us, I hope you feel very reassured that anybody can build stories. There is no right or wrong answer. And if you are in the area, we would love to have you as a guest one Sunday. But as always, we are going to close our show with, do you remember which one it is? It's Take Five by Dave Brubeck, which was my dad's favorite song. We'll see you next week.